Thank
him for the good time he adds us every day. As we in his presence, he does not cast us from his presence.
He has
not taken away his Holy Spirit.
You glorify
the Father above all the heavens.
You
think about him as you glorify him. You
glorify him
high above where he is.
He
says in Job 23,
verse
1 up to 5, if I
know
the place of his dwelling, in the place where he sits, I would have filled meaningful words.
And
I would have taken to him. I would have waited to see what he answers. But
you
know his throne where he is.
Ephesians
4 verse 6. That one God, Father of all, who is above all, he passed through all, he works in all. You give him praise.
You've
done a good marvelous work. The miracle and the wonder in your life.
You
thank him indeed the Father. Matthew 23 verse 9, he speaks of, don't have any other father now, for your Father is one in heaven.
He's
the Father of our spirits alone.
Read
in Hebrews 12 the verse 9, that is Father of our spirits.
We
give him praise, we thank and tell him, you too, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay of your hands. Thank you for
being
our spirits. Forming our bodies. Where we wear notes. Thank you, Father, we give you praise. You've taken care of us. You did great preparation. Where we have to move by. Before the world was. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are God's workmanship, created in the Christ Jesus,
and
do good works. God ordained that we move by them. Before the world was. Thank him, chose you before.
To
be in salvation in the light of the world. Tell him, Lord, thank you. You chose me far. You separated me. Give me righteousness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, the word Jesus.
Who sits
in the third heaven. Thank him, tell him, oh Jesus, I know where you sit in the third heaven. In the second
column,
chapter 12, the verse 1 up to 4. I know you are in the third heaven.
There
you base. You
rule
heaven and earth. Matthew 28, verse 18.
You think
as you thank him, you say, Jesus, I know you are King of kings, the Lord of lords. You rule heaven and earth. And you sent me to make nations disciples.
Matthew
28:19. Verse 20, you told me, I teach all you commanded, for you are together with me up to the end. Thank him, Jesus. Thank you
for
not forsaking me. Thank you
for
remaining appearing to me. As you promised in John, chapter 14. You say, man, leave us orphans. You remain appearing around us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you
for
appearing to me. In my mind, I understand you. In sin and understanding, I believe with my heart, and I'm in you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for suffering for my sake. All the pains of hell, all we have beaten you, which were mine,
when
I read Isaiah 53, I had to understand that all the stripes, all the suffering of our generations,
it puts
on you. Thank you. Thank you. And when you died for me, when you raised me. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory and honor.
Thank you,
the high praise of heaven and earth. The high praise. The teaching praise. The chief teacher. The chief teacher. Be rid of. Hebrews 4. The verse 14 to 16. You are the high praise of the heavens and earth. Who pass through all. And that we pass through. And who can enable to lay at
hand.
Yes, thank you. You are the hand of God the Father. Romans 8, the verse 34.
We
intercede for us. We the Holy Ones. We intercede for us. And to God the Father. Thank you, Jesus.
You're
not silent for my sake. For my sake, you're not silent. You tell him, oh Lord, you're not silent. Our Lord Jesus, thank you.
You
did just leave. When you say John 14,
You come down. Angel of provision. You walk with us. Angel of fire.
You provide for this work. Your ministry, these all people, be yearning for you, Lord. To serve in these last days. Let your provision provide the best things. Both worthy of our calling. And of the good things of pleasure of God. And all power. Of every good work. Of faith. As the speaking. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 11. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Angels, thank you. Remain as you work. Work together with us. All the creations, they work with us. At Romans 8, verse 18, up to 22, the animals, they work on our side. The birds, the insects, the fish, the plants. Don't sacrifice of sorcery. We cancel it. We cancel it. There is no animal. There is no insect. There is no bird. There is no fish. There is no plant. Which we acted on sorcery. Which will work. It will never work. You stand on our side. You stand on the moon. As Joshua said, you stand on the moon. You stand still until we've won. Principalities. We use the sun and the moon to be with children of God in the world. We cancel the oceans where they sit under the ocean. We cancel their working. They stop working for Caesar. No witch got rise in the oceans to bewitch us. We cancel the powers of darkness. All which come there to fight God's power, the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We shall stand in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Thank you, Father. You take your seat slowly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You greet your brethren. Tell them welcome back. The instrumental hymn songs. Yes. You will count them back. You ask them the way they have listened to them. And the work they have done in them. Yes. They tell you right there.
We'll
come them back from the glorification of God.
We'll
come them back. Tell them thank you for glorifying the Father who is above all the heavens and his word.
We know as
the Son Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit, and for thousands of angels,
in
all the creations,
both
on the side of children of God, in the serving of God. Yes. Check when they have a book to writing in. Yes. Prove they have it and it's in good stead. Prove the pen they have writes. That's your neighbor. That's your brethren. Is that the exact book? Oh, just a funny book. They have a Bible. Proof they have a Bible. If they don't have, you advise them to get a Bible. You even help them to get it. Yes. Which you will be able to discern for them. You know, these days there are fake Bibles. Most of them, they have twisted meaning. Others, they have subtracted, added in them. Now, we most use King James Version in the English, even Gideon. The Uganda versions, they are them. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you be careful. There are Luganda versions they make. They have very big letters. They are of the brethren, the Catholics. Those ones, you just leave them.
You'll find even books beyond those you know.
So,
don't waste time buying a Bible like that. It's good to get instructed. Yes. Have they prepared all those? But the books of the Holy Spirit, have you prepared them? They tell you which are those books. Also give scriptures, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1-6. The Spirit is going to be writing. Yes.
He gave
you Jeremiah 31, verse 31-33. Write the words of this law in our inner man, in our hearts, even our minds. Yes. Those are books of the Holy Spirit. And in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7-9, he proves those are the books. Yes.
He
prepared them well.
Neighbor,
don't see you asking them. Tell them we are in Matthew 28, verse 18-20.
You
make all nations disciples. Teach them all God commanded us. Are we sure? Everyone given can move teach others.
According
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1-2. That the words you heard in many witnesses commit to faithful people will be able to teach others. And indeed they are written in their books according to Jeremiah 23 verse 18, and they sat the counsel of God's words as today, they perceive them, analyze, they mark in their books. Sure. Jeremiah 23:22. Abel proclaim God's people the words of God.
When
the evil ways and deliver doings. Sure. Have you written? Spirit is going to be writing in you. In that time, he will remind you what you've forgotten.
And he moved
to teach you of those he's put in you already. John 14, verse 26, before him, when the Spirit will come, he will remind you all and teach you all. Yes.
You
must be ready not to reach out and the Holy Spirit remind me what did even write. He to never wrote them in you. You work together with him. Have you forgotten that?
Verse
3:9, he said, we are fellow laborers with God. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 1, workers with God.
Beseech
you, don't take this grace in vain.
You
do your part right in your book. Spirit does his part right within you. Sure. When you run to remember, you read in there. If those books will not be there, would have written in you. Don't you see? Then we work with him. Have you seen that? And he bears our weakness. Not things we can. Have you understood? Romans 8 verse 26-27. The Spirit bears our weakness. Those we cannot. You know weakness. They are not the sins. But weakness. There are things you are required to do. But you have not ability of them. Sure. There are many people. They get their sins. They call them their weaknesses. The Spirit bears our weakness. It never bears our sins. Yes. In those things we were required to do, yet we cannot.
We have
much at times to grasp the scriptures. But I feel the strength is little.
In
the Spirit can bear our weakness. He writes in the inner man. He writes in your heart, even your mind. You too have done your part which you can. Writing in your book. Yes. So Holy Spirit bearing a weakness.
Bears
those we are required to do, but at times we cannot. For lacking strength.
So
weakness. They are not your sins. Yes.
There
are people, they always attach on their sins. But this is my weakness. You know, quarreling is my weakness. You take away that. Dial the sins.
You know,
weakness is anger. It's no weakness. Those are what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's move from there. We've moved to part 29. Part 29. The book of God's mega last agenda on the earth. Part 29. Of the book on God's mega last agenda on the earth.
We
call it book about full knowledge of God international ministries. And God's worldwide call. Based in Africa, Uganda. We still move on see NBs. Words to put on special attention. And they are meaningful. And there are key in God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. From there 2022 when it began.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are on NB number 8. God revealed me book of remembrance unto nations. Passing through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey. From there 2005
to 2011,
in series of the visions, the dreams, the trans or transfiguration,
Azotals,
or you call it teleportation, famine, and the urine, and these are spiritual transports. Read in the Job chapter 20 verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tuchagenda maso n'obufunze bw'olugendo lw'eggulu.
Still moving with summary of the heavenly journey. Yes.
Eranga twasimbula daggu atabaddeyo.
Already moved, you has not been around.
Twasimbula kuva ku nsi ya fene ebeereka.
Moved from this planet Earth.
Spoken
Proverbs 8 verse 31. And we moved to other 9 planets. We move to other 9 planets. Spoken in the 2 Kings, chapter 23, and verse 5. And when we moved from there,
we
headed to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, even the clusters, in the firmament of the heaven. As we read Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 17.
There
in the kingdom of the stars, we saw of hell, known as the prison of God, and the bottomless pit. And we saw also principalities in their main base in the kingdom of the stars.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When
we finished there, we moved from kingdom of the stars. And we headed on to the secular heaven. Move to the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see, that which is secular. Spoken most Genesis chapter 1. Verse 6 up to 8. And there we are able to understand that because that's the last created heaven which we see, and it's the fourth, God did not create one heaven. He created four heavens. Yes. As read in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14 and many other scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we knew that moving from this earth,
Passing
through the door of the last created heaven, the blue heaven you
see.
To move to three heavens, those in the rim above. We use the way of ascending and descending. According to those in Ephesians 4, verse 9 up to 10, I think we are together all through them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So to us,
so we move from this planet Earth, pass through the northern door of the last created heaven, the blue heaven you see,
makes
up the rim below. And we reached in the first created heaven, the rim above,
here
we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
That
read most in Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23.
We
studied much in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And when we finished,
passed
the northern door of the first created heaven, and we reached into the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find the four living creatures. According to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 up to 6. And there, we saw the four living creatures.
They are
found in the middle of the second created heaven, in the rim above. When we finished there, we saw the difference
in
the likeness between the seraphims and the four living creatures. And we saw difference and likeness between the four living creatures and the cherubims. When we finished there, we moved to see the two great mountains, those in the central of the second created heaven, in the rim above, the mountains of brass.
We
read them in Zechariah chapter 6, in the verse 1 to enter verse 4.
And
we told those mountains, the two great mountains. One is the father of mountains and hills. Another is the mother of mountains and hills, in which are different musical instruments of God. And the praise and the worship of God, which caused the second heaven to be called the heaven of praise and the worship of God. There are many things we studied right there. Who wasn't here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. When we finish there,
we
move to see the four living creatures. The four living creatures.
Stowal
of spirits of creations. Stowal of spirits of creations. Those given different bodies in different generations and in different seasons. Is it not that? Yes. Check your book and see whether we are together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
there we read many scriptures, mostly Ecclesiastes 12, in the verse 7, that the body goes back to the dust where it came from. Spirit goes back to God who gave it. We asked, he gives them, getting them from where? We knew much, he gets them from four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We knew much,
he
gets them from four living creatures found in the second heaven, in the room above. Is it not that? When we finished there, we saw that each of the four heads which look alike, of the four living creatures, they release spirits of creations. in two types of kingdoms. Yes.
We
saw the foreheads of man. The release kingdom of family of the angels. They release the kingdom of family of angels.
And
they release the kingdom of family of mankind. Yes. Mankind. The Adamites. Who came from Adam. The man. Yes.
When
we finished, we said four heads, those are like of the lion. On these four living creatures, the second heaven, they released the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, even the clusters. Still they release the kingdom of families of animals. Yes. And when we finished there, we saw the four heads of the eagle, those alike, on the four living creatures. Those release kingdom of the birds, kingdom of families of birds. And they release kingdoms of families of insects.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished, we saw the four heads of the calf on the four living creatures.
It
was found in the second heaven. And this released the kingdom of families of the fish. And the movement released kingdom of families of the plants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Scriptures we read many. But mostly Genesis chapter 1, 24 to 25. God said, let there be living creatures. Right from the earth. Right from the earth. And we knew that.
According
to Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7, bodies of creations came from the ground.
And
spirits of creations, spirits of these living creatures, they came from the four living creatures. Right there we started many things. Me and you, we are right here. The Holy Spirit teach us to profit. Shows us the way we have to go. And he leads us in it. We are together here. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yesterday we ended. Yesterday we ended when we saw what? You speak that to your neighbor. Tell them I'm sober. Tell them I'm sober. We saw the waste piece of creations. Gotten from the foreheads, those alive. Of the four living creatures in the second heaven, and they are brought to the foreheads, those alike, those in the wheels of the cherubims, in the first heaven, the rim above. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we connected the scriptures
out.
You explain to them
Ezekiel
1 verse 10. Even Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 14.
Yes.
So the foreheads, those alike, on the four living creatures, in the second heaven, the rim above, out of them they get spirits. They are brought in the foreheads, those alike, those in the wheels of the cherubims, in the first created heavens, in the rim above. We understood that the Holy Spirit is the one responsible Getting spirits of creations. The forehead, those are like on the four living creatures. In the second heaven rim above. And he brings those spirits. In the forehead, those are like those in the wheels of the cherubims. In the first created heaven. It's the rim above. According to what we read in Ezekiel. Chapter 1 verse 21. Yes. The Spirit gives as He wills. He picks them as He wills. Yes. Read with me. 1 Corinthians 12. Yes. Verse 14. Verse 11. Verse 11. The Spirit gives as He wills. And we understood Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7, when the body goes to the dust, the spirit go back to God who gave it. We know the Spirit gave one given lead spirit of our creations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are many things we saw. Then you have knowledge
now
when the Spirit gets the spirits from the four living creatures. He gets them passed through the spirit of wisdom, understanding, the counsel of mighty, of knowledge, fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. Means he doesn't pick out like someone who doesn't understand. Till he knows that it's you to come in this generation. But when they are put in the wheels of the cherubims, again the Spirit gets them from wheels of the cherubims and
he
puts on the golden altar of God. The angels Raphael, angels of times and seasons, angels of measurements, and they come pick them from there to bring them on this earth.
As we were
able to read, to see all the mysteries.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we see what? Today we see the kingdom of seven families. Today we see the seven families of the angels and the seven families of mankind, which come from the four heads of man on the four living creatures. In the four living creatures, in the second heaven. Sure. Yes.
We want to see
seven families of angels in the seven families of mankind, which come from the four heads of man, those on the four living creatures in the second heaven. Means more to get more details. Sure. That spirits of creations, when they are gotten from four living creatures and they are put in the wheels of the cherubims, they are gotten out when they are in families. Yes. And they are in what?
In
seven families. There is nothing like disappearing in the midst there. So I've said like this, that spirits of creations, when they are gotten from heads of the four living creatures in the second heaven, and they are brought in the heads which are in the wheels of the cherubims, and to be put in the altar, the golden altar of God. Angel Raphael to be able to pick them from there. They are brought when they are in seven families. Yes. Seven families. That's why we've given you the head and above. That seven families of angels.
The
seven families of mankind. those gotten from the four heads of man, those on the four living creatures in the second heaven, the rim above. Yes. Right there you have understood well. We've begun with seven families of angels. Seven families of angels. Gotten from the four heads of a man. Those on the four living creatures. Yes. We've begun with seven families of angels. Those gotten from the four heads of man. Which are on the four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, angels were gotten out in seven families. Let us read, we hear. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'omusanvu, ne waba akasirikiriro mu ggulu nga kitundu ky'essaawa.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse 2.
Ne ndaba malayika musanvu abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda, ne baweebwa obugombe musanvu.
And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them we are given seven trumpets. Yes. Angels, there are in seven groups. Yes. Spirits of angels. Gotten from the four heads of man, which are on the four living creatures. To be given bodies that they manifest as the angels. They were gotten out in the seven families. Families, they appear seven. That's why in Revelation chapter 8, the verse 1 and 2, they show you seven angels. These are ones who mark their families. What he speaks also in Revelation chapter 15, in the verse 1, and he says this. Revelation chapter 15, in the verse 1.
Nendaba akabonera akalala muguru akanena akekitalo bamalayika musanvu ngabaine bonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mubutukiririra.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God. Yes. Now they are marked within the seven families.
There
are people who ask, and they say, or every day, even angels are in families. Some people here, we have families here.
Of
the holy ones on the half the homes. Yes. All these are in family. That's why you see, every day when you read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, all families of heavens and earth, from the Father they are named, from Him. Families of heavens are there.
We
have families of heavens all around you never knew. But been reading them and you knew, but you can't understand that they are in families, and you don't know how it came about to be like that, because you didn't know the way these seven families of angels, they are gotten from their stores. Four heads of the man on the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation. Let's read Ephesians, you see. Ephesians chapter 3, verse
14.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse
15.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Yes. All families of heavens and earth.
Of whom the whole family
in heaven and on the earth.
Nti kuye famili zonna mu ggulu ne mu nsi bwe zijerinya. Yes. Now the angels, they are in seven families. They moved, came out in seven families. Now to say, the Holy Spirit, when was getting the spirits of angels in their stores, the four heads of a man, those on the four living creatures in the second heaven, in the rim above, as he brought them in the foreheads, those alive within the wheels of cherubims,
in
the first created heaven, in the rim above, where he gets them, puts them on the altar, the golden altar of God, in the midst of the cherubims, spirits of angels, they based there to be given bodies. They
were
gotten out and they are in seven families. Yes. Angels to their spirits. And they
were
given bodies. Yes. Sure. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Please to write it with carefulness. That the angels to their spirits. And they were given a body on the golden altar of God. And all of them, they were birthed once. There is no young angel
who is
brought in these days or in different seasons. Yes. The angels, them too are spirits, which are gotten from the four living creatures, and they are given bodies on the golden altar of God. All of them we have once. Now there are no angels born and they are young. Not. Those things of religions you get out there when they deceive you. For their brethren in religions, and they show their young angels. Yes. They show images of young angels. The angel is young. Do you see those out there? And the angel is young with young wings like that. And it's not like that. It's not there. We've begun with Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
You
understand angels to their spirits. Hebrews chapter
1, verse 13.
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? Yes. Them to their spirits, which were gotten in the foreheads of the life of the man on the four living creatures.
They first
put them in the foreheads that are like in the wheels of the cherubims.
And
the Holy Spirit puts them on the golden altar of God and gave them bodies of heaven. Yes. All of them were released once. All they were birthed once. And in the Psalms 104, in the verse
4,
speaks this of them when they are on the altar. Psalms
104, in the verse 4.
Who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire? Yes.
His angels, the spirits, puts them in the angel in the altar. He makes bodies for them, and he makes bodies in the fire. Yes, right on the golden altar of God. That's in the midst of the cherubims. Them is where they are given bodies there. There's no angels who picked them, for they were making angels from there. There's no angel who went to pick them to be taken, be given bodies. Whoever manifested on the altar, they make them a body from the fire. Yes. And these, they were all released once, all of them at once.
There is no big, there is no small,
there is no short, there is no tall. They all are beautiful in the stature that we are made. Each one you see, you can differentiate them, but they are beautiful. You can differentiate them, but you can't say small and efficient on the small size, that they are so big. All are the same size. All they are beautiful in beauty. They never appear once, they were released once. According to Job chapter 38 and verse 7, all of them were released once. Job chapter 38 and verse
7.
When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Yes. The sons of God, these angels, they all came out once shouting hallelujah. The creator, you're worthy. Thank you for creating us. It is finished. All of them came out once. Now the Holy Spirit worked at the high speeds. Remember, he had gotten their spirits. In the foreheads of the light of men, on the four living creatures, in the second heaven, the realm above, he brought them down in the foreheads of the light, those in wheels of cherubims. In the first created heaven, the room above, right there, he moved into them in the altar as he gave bodies to them. As they moved out, shout hallelujah, you're worthy. All of them shouting, 100 plus trillions. Yes, 100 trillion plus 2 billion. 133 trillion and 200 billion. All of them are
us.
And we've counted even the fallen. All released once.
And
do not find there a young angel. In those you have out in religions. When you reach the brethren, the Catholics, you find young angels with
them.
Is it false accusation? Even the Protestants and the different religions and the different beliefs there,
there is
no young angel who begot him then. One who created, he created them once. One who gave their spirits bodies all at once. When you read Job 38 and verse 7, you can understand this word. At times it's hard for one reason. He says, when the morning stars sang together, that we shall see when we study stars, them two were created once. But the sons of God, them two shouted out with joy. All were moved out. In the time as God created the stars, still he was creating the angels at the same time. But we shall see them. But what I wanted removed the seal for you.
It's
the word the sons of God.
And
they shouted for joy. Shouted for joy, all of them. When they are being released on the altar. They call sons of God, they speak of angels. According to Job chapter 1 verse
6,
let us read, we say. Job chapter
1
verse 6.
Olunaku lwaliromo, abaana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama, ne Setaani najjira mu bo.
Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Yes. Sons of God had come present themselves before the Lord. Yes. Satan took him among them. They had gathered from where these children of sons of God. And who are they? These are our angels. And they gather in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Hebrews 12, verse 22. He says like this. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu n'eri abakumibwa bamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, unto an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23.
Eryekkuŋŋaanira eddene era ekkanisa y'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Yes. Sons of God gather in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And these are the angels. Now we are like this. If you read Job 38, the verse 7, the sons of God shouted for joy. Shouted for joy together. They were released once. These we've been told there are angels.
And
we've connected Job. Chapter
1
verse 6. The sons of God had come together. Satan took him among them. We wanted to know. The sons of God gathers from what and who are those?
We move
to Hebrews 12, verse 22. They will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, into innumerable company of angels. And 23
says,
and to the great assembly, they gather where are the children of God, the sons of God? Yes. They are the angels.
He
said Satan to gather among them. Both happened in BC.
But
he was cast from there in this gathering is no more there.
And
move to understand indeed they spoke of angels. Revelation chapter 12, verse
7
to
9.
Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 12, verse
7.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse
8.
And prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Yes.
So to government is standing at Yakungana.
Don't you say Satan still go to gather in heaven?
Baba Gobaya,
they cast them from there, Satan and his fallen angels. But what we most looked at here, that all the angels, all spirits of angels, all be given bodies at once. On the golden altar of God,
and
they all manifested once. There is no young angel. Have you understood me well? There is no young angel. just begotten recently, where? Who was pregnant of the angel? The pregnancy of that angel. That's confusion deceiving the world. But here we are in the book of remembrance unto all nations, was revealed through the heavenly journey, even the 7-year heavenly biblical journey. Explain the truth of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The reality.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After you've understood all angels were released once, there are many things we shall move understand on them. Now these angels, they were given the heavenly body, and them to differ from mankind, they have what we call the spirit and the inward man. It's the heavenly body, which is called the living soul. But them do not have the outward man, flesh with blood, which has private parts. Yes. I've gotten it clear. Angels to differ from mankind, them as spirits, they were given the heavenly body, which is called the living soul, or call it the inward man. And them do not have the outward man, that we call flesh and blood, which has private parts. Right there has been drama. Angels, are there female or male? No. Them angels as spirits, they are given the heavenly bodies, those called the living soul,
or
that called the inward man. And they do not have the outward man. It's the flesh with blood, which has private parts, which bring out a male and man and woman. Yes. You don't understand, you say. This is a female angel. The male.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you understood it? Let me take you back to Psalms 104, verse 4. These are the bodies which are made from the fire. They do not have private parts. No. Yes. Let's read, we hear. Psalms 104, verse 4. Who makes his angels his spirits, his ministers a flaming fire? Yes. His angels makes them spirits. And they are spirits. He gives them bodies of fire. Their bodies were made out of fire. They can outlive all the time. The fire we speak of is of heaven, not of the altar at your home. Now their bodies, they are ones they call the heavenly bodies. The house of heaven, the heavenly body, it does not have private parts. Because flesh and blood have not inherited the kingdom of heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50.
Abakolise kisoka esule ye 15 no lunyola 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 50.
Neji no chenjogera aboluganda ngo mubiri no musayi tebiyiza kusikira bwakabaka bwakatonda. So kuvunda tekusikira butavunda.
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Yes. They are not in flesh and blood. They cannot be in heaven. Don't you reach there and look for a female angel or a male? Or angels have come to serve us. And you ask him, you are which sex? You are male or female? Have you understood it well? Those who are gotten confused that some angels were male. It's where you thought that perhaps they beget younger angels.
But
that is getting foolish to another level. And to speak lies about God. How did you know? It. How were their bodies made in the fire? Now if it's flesh with blood in the fire, it's already melted and it's no more. Yes.
So when we
read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, flesh and blood are not inherited in the kingdom of heaven. No, it's not possible.
So
there are heavenly bodies. And they differ with the earthly bodies. If you understood me,
I
want you most to come to understand. I want you what? That you get to understand. Let's read in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47 up to 49. And we join up well.
1
Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. The first man is of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Verse
48.
As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Verse
49.
And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Yes. The body which dust flesh with blood, we call the outward man. Still have to get the heavenly body. We call the inward man. You as the spirit. Things of heavens differ with those of the earth. And just as he says, still there are earthly bodies. Still those of heaven. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse
40.
And there are also earthly bodies and heavenly bodies. But the glory of the earthly is one, and the glory of the heavenly is another. Yes. You correct some of your Bibles. Read 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 40.
celestial bodies.
They say that celestial bodies.
Now why not call heavenly bodies?
It has to be heavenly.
Then they were about terrestrial bodies.
And they say also terrestrial bodies. It is the earthly. And they say,
but the glory of the celestial,
that the glory of the celestial
is one.
Is one.
Why not kubao?
He said the glory of the heavenly. The glory of the heavenly is another. The glory of the earthly is another. We do that correction.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now don't expect angels with flesh.
Yes,
yes, angels they are spirits. But they are not naked. The golden altar of God. They were given bodies which were made from the fire as the heavenly glorious bodies that called the inward man, that called the living soul. Yes. To differ with us the humans, that we are spirits, we have to get the inner man. It's the heavenly body. And we have the outward man, the flesh with blood. Now the outward man, him, flesh with blood, they have parts which differentiate them between man and woman.
It is
not on the angels. It's to meaning that there is no male or female angel. Sure. The reason there's no birth in angels. But as you speak in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we are not allowed to be naked spirits. Have to be clothed bodies. Angels too, that's why they are clothed to the heavenly body. And on the day you unclothe this earthly body, you have to be found clothed to the heavenly. Spirits we are not created to appear naked. That's why when they were first created, they were put in the four living creatures. But they had no bodies to move around. And when they got in four living creatures,
they are
brought in the golden altar of God.
Example,
those of angels given bodies from fire. And ours, they are picked from there. Angels Raphael. Bring them here to see bodies in the wombs of their mothers. Yes. Cannot be a naked spirit. Even God is not a naked spirit. That is of the Catholics and the Protestants.
He
has a heavenly glorious body which he has.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've
studied many things in just a short time. Let's read the Corinthians, we see.
2
Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga nyumba ya feye sisire yomusi eri abizibwa tuline yazimbibwa everi Katonda enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono eyemirembe nemirembe ye yomuguru.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Yes. Those who are speaking, they are with the spirits. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. We know.
But we
are in this house.
This
one we expect from heaven. It's not built with hands. Coming from God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuli yokutaano n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2.
Kubanga tusindira mweno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Yes.
Kati nga tuli mweno
ngeyo. Now while in this house as spirits,
tusinda businzi.
We groan.
We
say, let us be closed the body from heaven. Heavenly body they gave the angels.
Now,
that's why as a born again, when you get saved, through confession, have to be baptized that you get born again. Why get born again? Everything born is given a body. Be given a heavenly body to meet through baptism. These words are deep words. Most born again just swim within. And they think they are born again.
It's
nothing born and it's not given a body. Where have you ever seen it?
But are you born again?
Dala, are you born again?
Born again. Do you have a spirit, heavenly body?
Or you don't
if you are born again.
Wabadala wazali omulire gwokubiri.
Orabye.
Have you seen?
Katisoma onyuro okusatu.
Let's read verse 3.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuli yokutaano n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 3.
Bwe tuliyambazibwa, mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwerere.
If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Verse
4. For we that are
in this tabernacle do groan, being burned, not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality may be swallowed up of life. Yes. He said, but we don't say we get to be unclothed. This flesh with blood, the outward man.
But
before we are unclothed, the outward man, flesh with blood. Let's first be clothed the body from heaven.
Let's
find spirits naked, gotten from the bodies of flesh. See, they get you out. We don't have not a heavenly body, and they give you a body of hell, which is in Lamentation chapter 4 verse 6 and 7.
That's
dry like a stick bent.
Bent.
You are like bones packed in a sack. And they drag you, take you in hell. So the truth is like this. According to Psalms 104
4,
the verse
4,
they made bodies for them from the golden altar of God. Bodies made from the fire of the heavenly bodies. They are not of flesh with blood. They are called the living soul. Because in them is the breath of life. He flows with blood in them. And the spirit in them flows as river of living waters, as you see, as have blood. Yes. That's why they tell us in John 7. Verse 37 to 39, when you believe, he said you will flow rivers of living waters. That he was spoken of the Holy Spirit.
No.
There, where they would have flowed blood in their muscles, veins, there flows
the
spirit of life as rivers of living waters.
That's
why their bodies are called living soul.
In them
rivers of living waters as the blood in heaven. Yes. That let's first leave them. We first leave that. We shall teach that in detail of the bodies of angels.
But I told you, them angels as spirits, they are different from us in that way. That they have the inward man. It's the heavenly body. That's known as the living soul. And it has no private parts which separate the man and the woman. But we, the humans, as spirits, this time, we have the outward man made of flesh with blood. We separate the private parts, separating the man with a woman. Yes, as yearning, we as the spirits, because to the inward man, the body from heaven, called the living soul. Lest perhaps when we are unclothed, we are found we are not clothed. We are a naked spirit. And they come give us the body of hell. Now those confuse many people. And they usually say, but these angels, are there males and females among them? It's not like that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
there are bodies which they have of heaven, which makes up the inward man. They are forever. They don't age.
You
will not find an old angel. If he comes your way and is old,
there's
something we shall see ahead there. That don't stop to welcome the strangers.
For
at times we welcome angels. But that it's when they have come here where we are. They can clothe an image of any person. But let's first finish this.
2
Corinthians chapter 4.
Second
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Verse
17.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse
18.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Yes.
So
the inward man, me as the spirit, when I'm close the inward man, the heavenly body called the living soul, it's what is eternal. And that it's what the angels have. But we, mankind, we close upon it the outward man, flesh with blood,
both with
private parts to separate the man from a woman. But them to be unclothed, we leave them there here. The end of all, we have to end when we are like angels. We have to go back in both heavenly bodies.
And
we no more give into marriage. We no more marry. And we no more give up into marriage. For the body we have to be in, as of angels,
it
has no parts which yearn for marrying and getting married. You know when you marry or you get married, know the reason why you marry, why you get married. When you have parts which push you into marrying or getting married, and if you didn't have them,
You would have
been like a banana. You marry why? And why get married? And when we see those on you, anytime we prepare, that child, when they give them up into marriage, and this one, when are they marrying? There are those who have asked in their heads, they don't have the honest release, popo. They don't have it. Heaven's in a toilet there. The heavenly body is sealed very well. So when they eat, they just burn everything. Homosexuals, you get foolish. You thought you would sodomize the angels in heaven. As in the Genesis 18 and 19. You wanted to sodomize angels, you thought they had the parts you will sodomize. Let's write this point. Angels, when they visit us on this earth, they can clothe in a whim image of a man or a woman. And the reason why the fallen angels who married in Genesis chapter 6, they were able to make for themselves those bodies. Sure. Yes. When angels come on this earth, they can make for themselves bodies in the image of man or woman. It's the reason even why fallen angels who married in Genesis chapter 6, they were able to make for themselves those bodies. But as we've told you in Mark, first of all, Mark chapter 12, out in the heavenly bodies where we are to be as angels, there's no marrying.
No
getting married, for they don't have those parts. Let's read, we see.
Mark chapter 12, verse
25. For when they shall rise up from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels who are in heaven. Yes. When we've gone up there, we don't marry. We are not given up into marriage. But we are like angels. Because we are in the heavenly bodies, we have no private parts. Both of the angels, they gave them the golden altar of God when they manifested in their seven families. The thing they call marrying,
it's
to take that person into ownership. And when they mean to give up in marriage, is to give up yourself
onto
that person, because you want to do it. The woman, they go marry her, has been taken into ownership, gives into marriage, she wants to remain independent, yet she gives herself in.
But
let's leave those we are of on angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews
chapter 14, verse 1, he says this. Hebrews chapter 14, verse 1.
Hebrews chapter
14, verse 1.
Okwagala abooluganda kubeerengawo.
Let brotherly love continue.
Olinnya olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Temwerabiranga kusembeza bagenyi. Kubanga olw'okwo waliwo abasembeza bamalayika nga tebamanyi.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. These angels, when they come from heaven, the holy angels, they can clothe an image of any person. Can be an elderly person, a youthful person. Can be male, woman, or man. According to which message he has brought. But it's not what they are into in heaven. And in the angels, there's no one old, neither man or woman.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But still, even the fallen angels, this one they kept doing it. When they came on this earth, they made bodies for themselves.
And
they appeared in bodies of men or women. And in those days, Bible says, they moved on to marry in the sons or daughters of men. And they committed much corruption. One of the main commandments of the angels is not given into marriage, and there is no marrying.
But
the body given to them have no souls. The main commandments of angels, you don't move from heaven without a command. And
it's
no marrying, no getting married, for it's not there. Nothing pushing you into doing it. That's why those who did it, these fallen angels, they first came down on the earth. They made bodies for themselves. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 up to 3. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala.
And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them.
Olinnya olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba bawala b'abantu nga balungi.
That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Yes. The sons of God knew of their angels, the fallen angels. They had come down on the earth, and they found this sister is bathing. And they begin to laugh out their tooth. They sent them on another mission. They are peeping into those in the bathroom and showers. But that's the way of the fallen angels. Time Satan still came from heaven when he was not sent. He reached, had a group of fallen angels who rebelled. Them two came here on this earth. And they married among daughters and sons of men. And they bathed those which are called the Nephilims. These were the giant men. Men who were heroes of them. Demons. Yes.
Now,
those we need to move understand them. But those are ones in the summary. On seven families of angels. Those we want to list here as their abilities are. Let's list seven families of angels. Even ability and their responsibilities. Yes. We are going to be listing. Time has left us. Let us list seven families of angels, their abilities and their responsibilities.
Family Soka.
The first family.
Led by Angel
Michael.
Bantaru.
These are of warfare.
Family Soka ya Maraika.
First family of angels. Led by Angel Michael.
Bantaru bo.
Those are of warfare.
Still
their responsibility is their ability. Daniel chapter 12,
verse 1.
Daniel chapter 12,
verse 1. Era waliba ekiseera ekyokuna kuwaliramu ekitabangawo kasookedde wabaawo eggwanga okutuusa mu biro ebyo era mu biro ebyo abantu bwe baliwonyezebwa bwe yalirabika nga yawandiikibwa mu kitabo.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. Yes. The first family of angels, led by Angel Michael, those of warfare,
they
created them with the ability of fighting and their responsibility fight Satan and his fallen angels. As
we
read Daniel 12 and the verse 1, you can connect with Revelation chapter 12. Verse 7 up to 9,
you will see
Angel Michael with his angels, their entire family. Yes. Revelation 12 verse 7 up to 9,
right
down you will see their family. And the war happened in heaven. Michael with his angels
began
to fight the dragon. It's Satan. Satan fought with his angels. Those he had made to fall, he caused to fall. Family of angels Michael. They move on the white horses, which have wings. And they come from within them. The reason why sometimes the wings are upon them. They are on the angels or upon the horses. You can differentiate these families. Families of Angel Michael. They move on the white horses, which have wings. And these wings, these horses, they come from their body. The reason why at times you find the wings on the angel, at times you find them on the horse, and the angel does not have them. Sure. In their bodies, that system is in them. Revelation
6
verse 1 and
2.
These moved from the first living creature. The head of a man on the first living creature. Yes.
We're
not going in detail. Listing. Revelation chapter 6, verse
1.
And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four living creatures saying, "Come and see." Verse
2.
And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on it had a bow, and the crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Yes. The first living creature. They show from the living creature where they came from. One sits on a white horse, having a bow. Yes.
He
moved on conquering on conquest. Angels, Michael, who fight wars. I see that you're tired. Tomorrow. Come with this, finish all these seven families of the angels. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Reading together with us the Bible. Believing. Writing.
To
really put in action. Even to spread to the many. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.